Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Restoring the morale of a community now that has spent a year recovering and has a long way to go.
You'll bring that spirit of Joplin to every place you travel, to everything you do. You can serve as a reminder that we're not meant to walk this road alone.
President Obama speaking at the commencement last night for the students of Joplin High School. 1 year ago today, a devastating tornado hit the town of Joplin, Missouri. 161 people killed, hundreds more injured. Thousands of buildings were destroyed, including the town's high school, middle school, and elementary schools. Joining us is Susan Moore, a kindergarten teacher at Irving Elementary, one of the schools destroyed by the Joplin tornado. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's been quite a year, and I'm wondering if the kindergarten kids in your classroom fear the sky when the clouds come.
They do, some of them. There was a lot of anxiety this spring when the storm season hit, but we made it through. We made it through together.
Of course you did. How much of a morale booster was it having the president there yesterday, or does it get in the way of the rebuilding?
It was amazing. I think it didn't matter whether you like the guy or don't like the guy. I think everyone here was just... You know, the president came to our town. He spoke at our graduation. I mean, that's cool. That's something those kids will always look back on.
And do you think he's onto something here with the spirit of Joplin? Have you observed that over the last year? What does that mean?
Oh, absolutely. This town has pulled together and worked as one. And volunteers have come in from everywhere. And they've blended right in with us. And it's like nothing I've ever seen before.
And where are you holding classes these days?
We are actually in a building that our district had owned. It had sat vacant for at least a year, maybe two, but it was called Washington Elementary, and we were actually able to move up to that building.
So you were actually in a school, unlike the high schoolers who were in something of an old Walmart or Kmart or something, right?
Yes, they were in part of our mall, a section of our mall.
And what's going to be the future of these buildings? Because on some level, I imagine for those high school students, they will look at that boring old big box building from now on and feel an emotional twinge, maybe even if they're the only class that graduated from it.
You know, I don't know what's going to happen to the buildings after we're through. It's going to be a while before our new ones are ready, so we're still going to be in there for at least another year, maybe a year and a half to 2 years. But I think that when those kids drive by there, I don't think they're going to see a boring old building, though.
I think they're going to
remember all the awesome memories that they've made there.
How important is it, before we go, to move on and to take this year to really take stock of all of the strength that people in Joplin have expressed together and to really move forward?
I think most of us have moved forward. It'll never be forgotten. People will never be forgotten. But I think we have started that healing process and are well into it.
Susan, you're doing great. Can you tell me a story of one of your kids?
I can tell you a funny story of the storm season.
Do it.
We had, thanks to some wonderful donors, we had a brand new Xbox in my classroom to use for like rainy day recesses so the kids could get up and move. And so the first day that we went to school and it was really storming and you know, thundering and lightning, and my kids were scared. And one of my little boys starts laughing. He goes, no, we need to cheer for it. And they said, what do you mean we need to cheer for it? He said, because if it rains, we have to stay inside and she's going to get the Xbox out. So after that, all my kids were cheering for the thunder when they would hear it. Our counselor walked in to check on us. He said, well, I think you're doing okay. And I said, yes, we're ready to get the Xbox out. We're just ready for recess to come.
You're doing okay, Susan Moore, kindergarten teacher at Irving Elementary in Joplin, Missouri.